And greetings once again. Welcome. Bienvenidos. Hola. Aloha. Anyhow. Namaste. Konnichiwa. Guten Tag. Bonjour. Half a day. Salam. Shalom. Peace. Now go vegan. Peace. Now go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget Pharmaceutical Vivisection Prison Military-Industrial Corporation of the Bribocratic Corruptocracy of the United States of Listeria. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, your weekly on-air, on-computer, on-iPod violation of the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act. Now that your right-wing House of Misrepresentatives, your corporate puppeticians, voted last week in lockstep with your Gestapo Party United States senators for the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act, where enterprises who terrorize animals are so terrified that their profits might be hurt by exposure or direct action by people who care about animals, that those people who care about animals are now classified as terrorists. Just like the people who flew the airplanes into the World Trade Center. Yes, people who put words on a website to protest the killing of 500 animals a day by Huntington Life Sciences. The people who put words on a website are in jail now for years, while Osama, makes his hit videos and George W. Bush doesn't even have his capture as a priority. No, it's the beagle huggers who are now the terrorists in the United States of America. And the puppeticians just couldn't wait back, those corporate puppeticians just couldn't wait to get back to the House of Cons, the congregation, the Congress. They had to rush back and do the bidding of the corporate animal exploiters who are controlling your government right now. It's more shredding of the Constitution. In fact, the Constitution is mere toilet paper to these people, let's face it. And what are they called now? They're called a lame duck Congress. A lot of them are lame ducks. And how dare these politicians dishonor ducks by, such a magnificent bird by associating themselves with that word. They're not lame ducks. They're just lame. And that's what we have to do every time they come up with another piece of legislation. And I don't just say that because...
I know, you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
No, I think right now we should just get it all out of the way. Shall we? Shall we just start violating right now? Violation number one, please go vegan. Please don't buy any meat or dairy anymore. Please boycott all slashed food restaurants. And the goal is the complete and total financial collapse of all animal enterprises associated with the sale or production of meat and dairy. Perhaps a few more violations before we talk to our illustrious guests today on the program. Please stop hunting and fishing. Don't buy guns anymore, ever. Please don't buy any of those macho hunting fatigues and the binoculars and the lures and the reservations at the hunting lodges, fishing rods. Please boycott them all. And our goal? The complete and total financial collapse of all of those animal enterprises. See, and the thing is that they hijack the vocabulary. They use the term enterprises, those who have stolen our government and our language. They harvest animals when they kill them, they harvest animals. And they create some bogus law called the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act. These aren't enterprises. They're cutthroat businesses, corporations who profit from torturing animals. It's just too bad that those corporations happen to be in charge of your life right now. But please, back to continuing my violations of the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act. Please boycott all zoos and circuses, all the chlorinated prisons like SeaWorld. And the goal of that would be the complete and total financial collapse of all of these animal enterprises using animals for entertainment. Also, any products tested on animals, pharmaceuticals, cosmetics, household and personal care products, please boycott those manufacturers, Procter & Gamble, the evil pomegranate juice that experiments on animals, the horrible company in Torrance, California, Phenomenex, that builds the restraints that immobilize animals in experiments at Huntington Life Sciences. A boycott on all of you, with best wishes that you all suffer complete and total financial ruin. What am I up to now? 10, 20 violations of the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act? Incidentally, co-sponsored by California's own constitutional Benedict Arnold, Dianne Feinstein, your warmongering, war profiteering pseudo-Democrat. Okay, that's plenty of violations for this show, probably. I'll be keeping constitutional lawyers busy for years to come, as, you know, the wording of the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act really, you know, it's so vague, and now there's concern that even boycotts come under this act, as might undercover investigations, whistleblowers, peaceful civil disobedience. I mean, this is corporate protection like never before. This is unprecedented, singling out a specific form of protest as terrorism. This is really kind of beyond belief when you really get down to it. So anyway, we're here to keep the constitutional lawyers busy for years to come. And then again, maybe we should try to keep the violations down to a minimum per show. And perhaps I should shift gears and you know, seek public approval again, not being such a public terrorist as I am right now. And maybe what I should do is, maybe I should offer a health and beauty tip that the Go Vegan with Bob Linden audience might find useful, those listening on radio or the podcast or on the internet at goveganradio.com. You know, maybe I can present something from one of those .org websites, something warm and fuzzy. So here, I have this off of one of those .org websites right now. And ooh, holy cow, I didn't realize that so many celebrities have this problem. Oh, this looks like a health problem. I mean, I've seen a lot of those infomercials where celebrities admit, you know, that they have acne or you know, some other problem. But holy cow, look at this .org website. What is it? It's kind of, font's a little small. Hard for me to read the URL. It looks like what, fu.org? Is that what it is? But look at these pictures of the celebrities. Like, it's unbelievable. It's Adrian Brody. I mean, the guy, whew, looks like he needs to shave your back, dude. And, you know, that's really, gosh, it's really incredible. Ashanti, gosh, I would have to recommend Nair all over the upper body, what I'm seeing on this website. And Britney Spears, what's that huge white hair growth on your arm there? Britney Murphy, Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes. I think you need a whole package of Bic disposables there. Deborah Messing, this real hair problem. Oh, I'd say electrolysis, baby. Elizabeth Hurley, gosh, used to be so attractive. And Gwen Stefani is looking quite obscene. This is really something on this website. Jennifer Lopez, obviously the tweezers aren't working. And Kate Bosworth, Kate Hudson, Kim Cattrall, gosh, shave those shoulders. You know, I don't know what's going on here. Madonna looking horrible here. All of these with an affliction. It's Naomi Campbell looks like, gosh, hairy armpits are down to the waist. And Paris Hilton, always looking obscene. Sean Diddy Combs, gosh, you know, not really looking like a cool dude here. Sharon Stone, she's always out of fashion. And gosh, this is, you know, it's, I don't know, these celebrities, it looks like they all have this big unwanted nose hair going wild. Brittany Murphy, it's like big unwanted hair coming out of her ear, pouring over her shoulder. Ooh, it's just, I see what the website is. This is fur.org, F-U-R.org. And this is all these people, I thought this all was related to something, you know, follicle problems with FU. I thought maybe follicle unusuala or something, some strange skin condition. But look at all of these stars. They're so repulsive with all of that hair growing from... It's not even their hair. It's the hair of other beings. Oh, all this unsightly, these unsightly skin conditions that these celebrities seem to have. It's really kind of gross here. Let's see, fur.org. Yeah, that's where all these pictures are. You can see them yourselves. How ugly celebrities look. I didn't realize that. I was feeling sorry for them. I thought it was a skin condition. But whoa, they look. Fur.org. It says here, the fabric of choice, in quotes. Actually, fur isn't really a fabric, is it? I mean, it's somebody's skin. And it's not the animal's choice, that's for sure. But okay, you know, I'm trying to, you know, not be a censorship channel like you're used to with the ABC, CNN, Fox censorship network. So let me see here, just a couple of things off of the, this is the Fur Commission. The Fur Commission website, furcommission.com. So, you know, let's give a little equal time here. You know, this coming Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, is Fur Free Friday. And it's only fair that the Fur Commission get some of its point of view on this show, right? Equal time. And it says here, fur farming in North America. Fur-bearing animals have been raised on farms in North America since shortly after the Civil War. Didn't slavery end around that time too? Yeah, what about this kind of slavery? When's that going to end? What else does it say here on the Fur Commission website? Mink typically breed in March and give birth to their litters of young or kits in May. These litters may range from 3 to 13, but 4 to 5 is average. The kits are weaned at 6 to 8 weeks of age. Farmers vaccinate their kits for botulism, distemper, etc. The animals molt in the late summer and early fall, after which they produce their winter fur. They are then harvested in their prime in late November and December. So the animals are harvested when they're babies, huh? 8 months old, 9 months old, when they're harvested. Very interesting. And what else does it say here? And harvest, of course, means murdered. Let's see. Oh, Merit Award Certification Program. The overwhelming majority of mink farms in the U.S. are members of FCU. Am I getting the letters right? Oh, FCUSA, and participate in the Merit Award Certification Program. This seal of excellence is awarded to members who meet the strict criteria set forth by the FCUSA Animal Welfare Committee and its standard guidelines for the operation of mink farms in the United States. The Merit Award seal recognizes commitment to humane treatment in all aspects of fur farming, including vigilant attention to nutritional needs. Well, that's interesting because I look at what, in fact, it says here on the Fur Commission website. It says the USDA includes mink farming in annual agricultural production statistics and reports, as do most state agriculture departments. Farmed mink play an important role in the agricultural chain, consuming large quantities of byproducts from the production of human food. In producing 100,000 mink pelts a year, one farm in Wisconsin feeds its animals 2 million pounds of expired cheeses and 1 million pounds of damaged eggs. So I guess when it's, you know, too spoiled to give to school children, it goes to fur animals who are nutritionally, you know, superior, according to this. It's estimated that worldwide fur farms consume over 1 billion pounds of these byproducts annually. The menu varies depending upon what is available locally. In coastal regions, diets are likely to be based on fish. Elsewhere, fur farmers may rely on byproducts from meat and poultry processing plants or dairy producers. Diets are also supplemented. The byproducts described are unsuitable for human consumption, which, of course, all meat is anyway. And those which are not sold to fur farms or pet food producers must be disposed of, typically in landfills. So, gosh, well, thanks, fur farms, for your commitment to the environment this way by feeding spoiled, rotting cheese, etc., to your animals. And let's see. Fur farmers are responsible for their animals' care from birth to death. While standards of animal care and farm management are based largely on the expertise of mink farmers themselves, when it comes to euthanasia, they adhere strictly to recommendations of the commission. Thus, the only method of euthanasia approved for mink by Fur Commission USA is controlled atmosphere euthanasia using bottled gas, either pure carbon monoxide or carbon dioxide. When harvest time comes, and it's always such a happy time, harvest time, when we have all these deaths, when harvest time comes around, a mobile unit is brought to the animals' cages to eliminate stress that might be caused by transporting them long distances. The mobile unit includes a specially designed airtight container which has been pre-filled with gas. The animals are placed inside and immediately rendered unconscious, dying quickly and humanely, so they say there. So, sounds a little bit like Nazi Germany, but hey, that's what goes into fur. And a little bit later this hour, we will talk about Fur Free Friday events going on, and I guess by being a threat to the fur industry, that's a double whammy, because now it's a threat to the meat and dairy industries who have the fur farms as customers of last resort. How bizarre. But we will talk about events going on this coming Friday for Fur Free Friday. Also, as we mourn the death of the animals for fur, we mourn the death of hundreds of thousands of turkeys at this time of year, who become the centerpiece for the holiday celebration. Yes, a dead bird, the centerpiece for celebration Thanksgiving coming up on Thursday. So today we will talk to Gene Bauer of Farm Sanctuary and talk about turkeys with him, but a number of other issues with which Farm Sanctuary is involved. And what are you thinking? You're thinking, what, did Bob Linden just say Gene Bauer? I mean, doesn't he know it's Gene Bauston who's with Farm Sanctuary? And you know, what kind of vegan talk show host is Bob Linden? What does he know? Doesn't he even know that simple fact? Well, I'm sticking to my story, and you will find out why today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And we will also talk to another of the turkey's best friend, who is Seth Tibbett, the founder of Tofurkey, which is the real holiday treat consumed by vegans and compassionate people worldwide. So this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And, you know, we are supported by tax-deductible donations. And as we come toward the end of the year, perhaps you're looking for a good place to make a donation to help out someone who really needs the help. And every week we pay, now it's about $800 a week to buy the airtime from the radio stations so they will allow us to insult most of the advertisers who would be here if not for this show right now. Butterball would be happy to run a spot right now, but oh no, Go Vegan with Bob Linden is on. But I need your help in doing this. We can only do it through the help of sponsors, vegan and cruelty-free products and services advertised on this program, and your tax-deductible donation. Go Vegan Radio is a project of 501c3 International Humanities Center, and as such, your donations are tax-deductible to the extent allowable by law. You can donate online at goveganradio.com or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 40246, San Diego, California, 92164. That's P.O. Box 40246, San Diego, 92164. Do it. You'll feel really good. If you haven't done it at all, we're coming up on 6 years on the air in January with Go Vegan. If you haven't sent a donation thus far, start now. This is a great time to start. We always need your help. This is a grassroots effort to be on the air and expose what happens to animals and to encourage you to go vegan. And I thank you for listening. And coming up, Gene Bauer of Farm Sanctuary, Seth Tibbett of Tofurkey. And I thank you. Please go vegan. Stop eating animals. Stop wearing animals. And we'll talk about Fur Free Friday and some of the good things going on for Thanksgiving a little bit later on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Thank you.
This is the actual sound of an animal being killed for a fur coat.
You're not going to get your mouth on me, little girl.
Woman, they've bitten you three times to hear that neck pop. It feels so good.
Buying a fur coat isn't just a pain in the neck. It's agony for animals. A message from Captain LCA. Call 1-888-88-ANIMAL.
You know, one of the great things about Thanksgiving is the wonderful Thanksgiving feast at Follow Your Heart in Canoga Park. Yes, the people who gave us Veganaise, vegan gourmet cheese alternatives. A wonderful restaurant in Canoga Park. It's been there over three decades at 21825 Sherman Way. And, this feast is unbelievable. The complete Thanksgiving dinner has oven-roasted, rosemary-basted vegetarian turkey. You can buy the whole roast in one-pound increments, up to 6 pounds, or sliced by the pound. 1 pound serves four. There's creamy country gravy. 16 ounces serves about four. You get fresh rosemary and thyme whole wheat stuffing, glazed oven-roasted yams, creamy mashed potatoes, fresh steamed green beans, orange cranberry relish, pumpkin pie, which is eggless and non-dairy, and cranberry bread. Isn't that wonderful? Yes, the complete Thanksgiving dinner is just $17.50 per person. And it's available on Wednesday. So I believe actually it starts Tuesday at lunch. It goes through Wednesday evening at Follow Your Heart. And the phone number at Follow Your Heart is 818-348-3240. 818-348-3240. As I said, 21825 Sherman Way, Canoga Park. It's about a block and a half east of Topanga Canyon Boulevard. And, you can get it to go. You can get, it's just a wonderful feast. It happens every year. And there's a special brunch Friday after Thanksgiving of turkey rancheros and pumpkin pancakes. So check it out at Follow Your Heart. And again, the number, 818-348-3240.
Still eating meat? How 20th century?
Ain't that the truth, huh? If your omega-3 supplements are a little fishy, that's too bad, because you're actually depleting the oceans of marine life, and fish oils often contain mercury and heavy metals and PCBs and other toxins that accumulate in marine environments. But now you can benefit from the original vegan omega-3 DHA supplement. That's omega-zen-3 from Nutru. Yes, omega-zen-3 from Nutru, available at all Southern California Whole Foods locations. Provides you with your omega-3s in an all-natural, once-a-day formulation derived from naturally occurring plant marine sources grown in a controlled, pollution-free environment. Yes, the omega-Zen-3 has been evaluated by the Environmental Defense Organization Oceans Project as a best choice product, and that it is. It's, check out John Robbins' new book, Healthy at 100. He talks about vegan omegas, and page 148 is where you'll find that in John's book. So definitely check it out. And this is, Nutru is a wonderful company, totally vegan company, developed with your values in mind: ethical treatment of animals, utilization of sustainable plant sources, less dependence on petroleum, a vegan lifestyle, and saving the fish. It's omega-zen-3 from Nutru. Pick it up at your Whole Foods, and for some reason, the Santa Monica or Beverly Hills locations are out of it. Demand that the manager order more immediately.
Don't want bird flu? Maybe you shouldn't eat birds. A chicken is a bird.
And so is a turkey. Okay, coming up on Thursday. Well, for 21 years, Good Health Natural Foods in Pacifica has been serving the coastside community with a full range of organic foods, quality supplements, and a large selection of vegan products. With some of the most advanced supplements on the market today, superior food selection and knowledgeable staff, Good Health gives you the resources you need to achieve optimum health. Dedicated to your health, open 7 days a week, Monday through Thursday, 9:30 to 8, Friday, 9:30 to 7, Saturday, 9:30 to 6, Sunday, noon to 6. It's Good Health Natural Foods, 80 West Manor Drive in Pacifica. The phone number is 650-355-5936. Organic produce and organic foods, vitamins, herbs, supplements. Get your tofurkey over there. Get your Veganaise over there from Good Health Natural Foods.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
And we continue on the planet's first commercial vegan radio program. And today, a very special guest, known very well within the animal rights community. Those who care about animals know this person very well. For decades, 2 decades involved with rescue. And he's the animal rescuer, formerly known as Bowston, now Gene Bauer. Gene, welcome to Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Bob.
It's terrific to have you here. And people listening in the introduction probably thought I'm new to the animal rights world by saying, hey, Gene Bauer of Farm Sanctuaries on today's show. But I'm correct in saying Gene Bauer instead of Bowston now, correct?
Yes. That is correct. I'm going back to my original family name, which is Bauer, and which actually means farmer in German. So it's a very good fit, I think.
Ah, okay. So from now on, folks should know, and you're hearing it first, that Gene Bowston is now Gene Bauer.
And that is correct. The story breaks on Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Right. Any more details, or do we have to wait for the True Hollywood story?
Well, I don't think there's too many details. I mean, you know, I had gotten married and combined my name with my previous wife, and now we're no longer together, and so I'm going back to my original name.
Okay. And you were a co-founder of Farm Sanctuary, and how did Farm Sanctuary come to be?
Well, Farm Sanctuary was founded in 1986, and the idea was to prevent the cruelty that was being inflicted on animals raised for food. So we literally started visiting farms and stockyards and slaughterhouses, and we would find animals left on piles of dead animals. In some cases, we found living animals left in trash cans. And we couldn't leave them there, so we took them home, took care of them, and as time went, we ended up with thousands of animals. And we now have 2 farms, one in Northern California, one in upstate New York. And these animals just get to live out their lives when they come to us.
Mm-hmm. So it's a wonderful educational opportunity for people to meet and greet those who would have been their food and find out that your food was someone and not something.
Precisely. You know, at Farm Sanctuary, the animals are our friends, not our food. And we have thousands of people who visit every year and get a chance to know these animals and to look in their eyes and to understand them as living, feeling creatures, not as unfeeling pieces of meat in cellophane wrap.
Right, and the 2 farm sanctuaries, one's in Orland, California, Northern California, and Watkins Glen in New York. A couple of years ago, an acquaintance of mine said to me, you know, you're an extremist. You won't even eat turkey at Thanksgiving. And I thought, wow, I'd be less extreme if I ate somebody's leg. Okay, that's kind of a bizarre thing. But you probably don't find me extreme to have concern for turkeys.
Hey, man, if you're extreme, I'm also extreme.
I figured.
You know, unfortunately, what has happened is, you know, bad has become normal. Violence has become the status quo. People have unquestionably sort of accepted some assumptions that they really should question. And, you know, the bottom line is we do not need to kill and eat animals, and we encourage people to consider living a life that causes as little harm as possible, and that means going vegan.
And you have an Adopt-a-Turkey program.
Absolutely. Every Thanksgiving, we encourage people to celebrate a different, more humane tradition, and that is to save a turkey by adopting one through our Adopt-a-Turkey program instead of killing and eating one.
And I suppose you've become friends with some turkeys, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely. Over the years, we've gotten to know many turkeys and other animals who come live with us at Farm Sanctuary. There was one turkey, Lydia, for example, who became famous with many of our visitors. She lived at our Orland, California farm, and she became known as the Hugging Turkey because she was very friendly. When people would come to the barn, she would run up to them, and if you sat down, she would actually sit on your lap and crane her neck around your neck as if she was hugging you. So, you know, these animals are very, they're like cats, they're like dogs, they're like people, they're like any other animals. They want to be free of pain, they want to enjoy a good life, they want to have friends and companionship, and they certainly don't want to be slaughtered and then displayed on, you know, tables across the country on Thanksgiving.
Right. So, and we have a choice. We have tofurkey. We'll be talking to Seth Tibbett in just a little bit on Go Vegan. We have a couple of issues that are of interest where Farm Sanctuary has been involved lately. There's a big foie gras controversy going on in Chicago.
Oh, absolutely. We worked on legislation to ban the sale of foie gras in the city of Chicago. That went into effect in August of this year. And in response, the Restaurant Association and the foie gras industry, have engaged in a variety of tactics to try to undo this foie gras sale ban. They've sued the city. They've, some of the chefs in Chicago have openly, said they're going to flaunt the ban. The mayor of Chicago has been, very critical of the ban. So we've now got our own legal people on the ground, and we're pushing back. And so we're in a battle, and I believe we will be able to hold this ban in place, and we're now actually going on the offensive in other places. We expect something to be introduced in New York City soon to ban the sale of foie gras. There's been something introduced in Philadelphia. We also are looking forward to state legislation in Connecticut, New Jersey, Illinois, and possibly some other places. So and this is an ongoing campaign, and we've had success so far in California, where a law passed in 2004 to ban both the production and sale of foie gras. It goes into effect in 2012. And in Chicago, the foie gras sale ban went into effect in August of this year. And we're hopeful that other similar laws will be enacted in other cities and states.
Yeah, I know the mayor of Chicago called the foie gras ban the funniest thing he ever heard. So I don't know. He has a bizarre sense of humor when force-feeding ducks and geese, shoving tubes down their throats and making their livers explode. That's not so funny to me. I don't know.
I totally agree with you.
It's a weird sense of humor, you know.
Yes.
But there was a victory in Arizona in this past election.
Yes, huge victory. We worked on Proposition 204 along with other humane organizations in the state of Arizona to ban the confinement of breeding pigs in gestation crates and to prohibit the confinement of veal calves in small crates. And that measure passed with 62% of the vote, despite a very strong industry attempt and campaign to try to stop that measure. So, they put television commercials on, they had signs all over the state of Arizona with the slogan, "Hogwash." And it was very similar to sort of the attitude that Mayor Daley had in Chicago. Rather than looking at the issue and thinking about it as something worthy of consideration, they tried to denigrate the issue. They tried to belittle it and to say, this isn't important, this is silly. But thankfully, citizens in Arizona disagreed with the industry's position and said that animal cruelty is unacceptable. We do not want it in the state, and they voted overwhelmingly to pass Proposition 204. And we now think that that is going to be a signal of things to come in other parts of the country.
Wonderful. Excellent. We're talking to Gene Bauer, the animal rescuer formerly known as Bauston, founder of Farm Sanctuary, which has been rescuing animals for 20 years now. Anything coming up that'll help us understand more some definitions that, like, free range and organic and
what's been happening in recent years is that there is a growing awareness and a concern about the cruel treatment of animals on industrialized factory farms, and in response a number of animal farmers have started developing labels to indicate that the animals are not treated as badly. And the USDA also has some labels that they use, and you commonly see things like organic. But organic doesn't mean anything about whether the animals are treated humanely. You also see the term free range, but that is also misleading because turkeys who are sold as free range may actually live all or most of their lives in a crowded indoor warehouse with a very small door that goes to a very small pen that is rarely used. So, I think, the bottom line is the best way to prevent animal suffering is not to eat them. And that's why we first and foremost encourage people to consider a vegan lifestyle. And that's why we, you know, every year work on our Adopt a Turkey program and encourage people to adopt turkeys instead of eating them. And we have a website, adoptaturkey.org, that people can go to. And they can actually, you know, select turkeys and adopt them. And this is also a very nice gift because you get a picture of the turkey that lives here at the farm, and you can send that and show that to friends, and just a way to discuss the issue and raise awareness about it, too.
That's adoptaturkey.org. You can also call 1-888-SPONSOR to adopt your turkey. You know, sometimes people, you know, people have questions in their minds about animals. Sometimes the questions seem a little ridiculous, like, well, if we stop eating animals, won't they just, you know, overpopulate the world? They'll be everywhere. And people don't realize that animals are born out of artificial insemination.
That's right. The reason that we have about 10 billion farm animals raised and slaughtered every year in the U.S. is because we human beings mass produce them. And in the case of turkeys, these animals have been so profoundly genetically altered, you know, to meet production goals, to grow fast, to grow large, to be white in color so that the darker feathers do not leave a pigment on their carcass, and also to have larger breasts because breast meat is more profitable to sell. So as a result of all of these genetic manipulations, these birds are no longer able to reproduce naturally. So all commercial turkeys raised in the U.S. today are products of artificial insemination. And we recently were able to go undercover at one of the nation's largest breeding facilities and to obtain video footage and so on of the conditions there. And, you know, this, you know, it's pretty shocking what happens routinely. You know, in most, if these kinds of actions occurred, these kinds of behaviors occurred with cats or dogs or other animals, people could be charged for violating bestiality laws. I mean, the animals' reproductive organs are manually manipulated by people, by workers, to milk semen from the males and then to insert it into the hens to cause them, of course, to lay fertilized eggs to mass produce the birds that end up on many people's Thanksgiving tables.
Hmm. So the industry is even more perverted than we think.
It is unbelievable that the sorts of things that have become normal on these farms. You know, it has been said that on today's farms, bad has become normal, and I could not agree more with that sentiment. And I also would have to say that in terms of what people eat and how we eat, bad, unfortunately, has become normal. And I think we, as a society, each of us, needs to look at what we eat. It's a very important choice that we make every day, and we can eat in a way that promotes health and humaneness by eating vegan, or we can eat in a way that tends to produce obesity and other problems and also results in untold animal suffering.
Yes, we're talking to Gene Bauer of Farm Sanctuary. That's Gene, and you're spelling your last name now B-A-U-R?
That is correct, B-A-U-R.
And you have a book coming out sometime in the near future?
Or? Indeed. I have a book. I have a contract with Simon & Schuster. I've produced about 90,000 words, and now I'm just waiting for them to review it.
Ah, excellent. So when can we predict a release date?
That should be out sometime probably late in 2007.
Okay. Well, come back when your book comes out.
Absolutely, I would love to.
Okay. The website is farmsanctuary.org. We have maybe 30 seconds or a minute. If there's anything we missed that you wanted to get to, or?
Well, I just wanted to thank you for putting out the good word about vegan lifestyles, and congratulate you on being on the air for 6 years, and just want to join with others here in saying, go vegan with Bob Linden.
Thank you, Gene Bauer, for being with us today on Go Vegan. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob. Have a great day.
You are one of the heroes, one of the true heroes in the world today. Okay. The show is a parade of heroes quite often. Let's see. What am I supposed to do now? I think I go to the calendar. Yes? Okay. Yes. Okay, Leo, thank you for letting me know. I gotta keep with the plan here. Okay, so, if you have an event coming up or need a print job done and you belong to an animal rights or vegetarian organization, you get an extra special discount from Shalom Printing if you need flyers or need printing, need a good printing job. Shalom Printing is at 15133 Ventura Boulevard in Sherman Oaks. The phone number 818-905-6413, 818-905-6413. Say hi to Eddie for me, a dedicated animal rights enthusiast. Also, with the holidays coming up, a lot of people will be traveling and going back to see the family or points unknown. And you may not know much about those points, like where's the nearest vegetarian or vegan-friendly restaurant? Where's the nearest health food store where you can buy your tofurkey or veganaise? Before you go anywhere, check out the website. It's happycow.net. Happycow.net, with worldwide listings of vegetarian restaurants and health food stores. Definitely check it out. I use it all the time. I'm amazed that even, you know, cities where I'm constantly always finding new listings there. Well, this Friday is Fur-Free Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, the biggest shopping day, when we discourage shoppers from buying somebody else's skin to wear. Rather selfish, don't you think? There are demonstrations, like in Los Angeles on Rodeo Drive, where all the animals die. Rodeo Drive and Santa Monica Boulevard, 11 a.m. this Friday for a Fur-Free Friday protest. In San Francisco at Gloomydale's between noon and 3 on Friday on Market between 4th and 5th. Also in San Francisco, 11 a.m. to 3:30 on an anti-fur exhibit and protest at Union Square at Stockton Street. And in Palo Alto at Neiman Carcass in the Stanford Shopping Center next to the University off El Camino Real between Sand Hill and Quarry Roads. I don't know if the time has been determined. You can call 559-901-3281 on that protest. 559-901-3281. Let's see here. We have Sunday, December 10th, 2 to 5 p.m., a benefit for Virginia Handley and the Animal Switchboard, and if anybody deserves your support. Virginia is the real deal. She works tirelessly on behalf of animals, often is the animal's only voice in Sacramento in the legislature there. So Sunday, December 10th, 2 to 5 p.m., Fort Mason Center, Building C, Room 260. That's Marina Boulevard and Laguna Street in San Francisco. Vegan potluck and booths and entertainment, all things animal sale. So art, books, jewelry, videos will be for sale. Donations welcome. You can call the Animal Switchboard at 415-474-4021. 415-474-4021. Let's see here. I want to get to, the screening of Behind the Mask screening and fundraiser Sunday, December 3rd. Help Shannon Keith and her efforts with this wonderful film. That's 7 p.m. December 3rd at 6364 Hollywood Boulevard in Hollywood. Comedy and entertainment by Phil Verone, former drummer of Skid Row and Saigon Kick, rock star turned comic, silent auction for direct action, live music, DJ, vegan treats, and a screening of Behind the Mask, Shannon Keith's movie. $25 in advance, $30 at the door. Use the email address info@uncagedfilms.com. That's info@uncagedfilms.com. Let's see, December 7th is a day in solidarity with Green Scare Targets. And what's the website on that? That was indiebay.org. But basically, you know, the Green Scare is on. December 7th is a day of events to combat the Green Scare. Okay, I guess I'm on to our next spot break here, Leo, where we talk about Sunshine Burger. Yes. Now you can run on solar power too with Sunshine Burgers. since 1983. Now it's your turn to discover the delicious simplicity of organic vegan ingredients with protein-packed Sunshine Burgers. Protein from the sunflower, energy from the sun. Sunshine Burgers are simply delicious from simple ingredients like the original, which is certified organic, ground raw sunflower seeds, brown rice, carrots, herbs, and sea salt. Totally delicious. Or try the organic, zesty Southwestern Sunshine Burger. Ground raw sunflower seeds and brown rice, carrots, black beans, bell peppers, cilantro, garlic, jalapeno, cumin seeds, onion, and sea salt. Magnifico. Look for Sunshine Burgers in the frozen food section of your natural foods market, where you'll also find the barbecue Sunshine Burger with natural smoke flavor. No soy, no wheat, gluten-free Sunshine Burgers, protein from the sunflower kernel, which is also rich in fiber and potassium and iron and vitamin E. It's the gourmet burger since 1983, oven-baked, pre-cooked, just heat and serve, and you are solar powered too. So you can visit sunshineburger.com, but better yet, visit the frozen food section of your natural food market.
Still eating meat? How 20th century?
Yes, indeed. And let's bring you into this century and wonderful Thanksgiving that you can have in the Bay Area, and you can leave all the cooking to Holly Nectarine, who's a chef, vegan cook known throughout the Bay Area, it's Nectarine's personal chef and catering service. The phone number is 707-843-9644. And the email, hollynectarine@hotmail.com. And the way it goes is you can leave Thanksgiving to Holly and her team of exclusive vegan chefs who'll quite enthused to prepare a four-course, pristine, organic, vegan meal that you will never forget. First course is a squash mousse with herb crackers. Second course, a salad of mixed baby greens, beets, carrots, and an onion tossed with a white balsamic vinaigrette topped with maple candied walnuts. The third course, a 5-grain pecan loaf with caramelized onion, tomato glaze, served with roasted garlic mashed potatoes and mixed mushroom gravy, or orange-scented sweet potato mash. All dinners come with cornbread dill stuffing, steamed vegetable medley, cranberry chutney. And the fourth course is your choice of pumpkin pie with cashew whipped cream or a ginger chocolate cake with raspberry cranberry cobbler. You have vanilla orange sauce on that. Give a call to see how you can best be served. And basically, the price is one person $35, two people $33, three to six people $30 each. And you can ask about discounts for larger groups. And this can be delivered to you the night before or the day of. So it can be this Wednesday or this Thursday. Again, it sounds delicious. It is delicious. And you can let Holly Nectarine and her expert chefs prepare your Thanksgiving for you by calling 707-843-9644, 707-843-9644, or email Holly Nectarine, that's H-O-L-L-Y, Nectarine, all one word, at hotmail.com.
Please, make donations to this show to help make it a better world. Click donate at goveganradio.com.
And I want to remind you that we have a truly wonderful restaurant located in Hollywood. Hooray for Hollywood, because it has truly vegan. It says right on the menu. We want to make a positive and healthful contribution to society by using products that are animal-free. We're making a statement to ourselves and others that we are conscientious eaters acting toward the greater good of all beings. And you have to taste how good the greater good actually is at Truly, which is at 5907 Hollywood Boulevard. It's right there at the Hollywood Boulevard exit off the 101 at Bronson. The phone number, 323-466-7958, 323-466-7958. Truly delivers, Truly caters breakfast, lunch, dinner. You love the pancakes and chicken, the sushi, the wonderful soups, the wraps, the veggie meats, the noodle dishes. Just check it out, because things are happening there at Truly, 5907 Hollywood Boulevard. Again, it's 323-466-7958. Okay, I guess for some reason we don't have our connection with Seth Tibbett of Tofurky. Tofurky, yes, it is the, it's what vegans eat for Thanksgiving. We don't eat a dead bird. That's no centerpiece for celebration. Tofurky really has been America's leading turkey alternative since 1995. And, gosh, you have the Tofurky Feast with the wild rice stuffing and the giblet gravy. 100% organic soybeans. And Tofurky, the packaging is 100% recycled paperboard, unbleached corrugated shipping cartons, wind-powered. So Tofurky is definitely concerned about the environment, your health. And right now, the 1 millionth Tofurky contest is on. Turtle Island has been selling Tofurky since 1995. As of January 1st, 2006, Tofurky has sold 882,310 Tofurkies. Well, how many total Tofurkies will have been sold by January 1st, 2007? Your guess could win you an Evader electric motor scooter. And you can enter at tofurky.com. That's T-O-F-U-R-K-Y.com. Tofurky.com. Go to the website and guess how many total Tofurkies will have been sold by January 1st, 2007. As of January 1st, 2006, it was 882,310. Make sure you buy a Tofurky and serve it to the family for Thanksgiving. And you have the wonderful sandwich slices that you get from Tofurky and sausages. And gosh, Tofurky is just... It's just what's happening, okay? Let's see if we can get on to animal news and views on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Let's see here. Got a few minutes. Last week, I think briefly mentioned that more than 3 months ago, PETA wrote to the CEOs of a number of companies regarding sweeping changes to a testing strategy. Basically, chemical companies are planning to poison 5,000 animals. And so, let's just say go to the PETA website, PETA.org, and you can find out those companies and contact their CEOs on behalf of the animals, please. From Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, it says, everyone knows that fried chicken is not a health food, but most consumers are unaware that grilled chicken also poses a disturbing health risk. Carcinogens. PCRM has filed suit under California's Proposition 65 to compel 7 national restaurant chains in the state to warn consumers about the dangerous cancer-causing compound found in their grilled chicken. PCRM commissioned an independent laboratory to test grilled chicken products from California outlets of all 7 chains. McDevil's, Murder King, Chick-fil-A, Chili's, Applebee's, Outbreak Steakhouse, and TGI Fridays. Every sample of grilled chicken from each restaurant was found to contain PHIP, one of a group of carcinogens called heterocyclic amines, or HCAs. California's Proposition 65 states that consumers must be warned about products that contain known carcinogens. In 2005, the federal government officially added HCAs to its list of carcinogens, and for more than a decade, PHIP has been on the California governor's list of chemicals known to cause cancer. HCAs are formed from the creatine, amino acids, and sugar found in muscle tissue and are produced by long cooking times and hot temperatures. This makes grilling, pan frying, and oven broiling particularly dangerous cooking methods. As mutagens, HCAs can bind directly to DNA and cause mutations, the first step in cancer development. Quote, grilled chicken may increase the risk of cancer, and consumers deserve to know that this supposedly healthy product is actually just as bad for them as high-fat fried chicken. Says PCRM President Neil Barnard, MD. Even a grilled chicken salad increases the risk of breast cancer, prostate cancer, and other forms of lethal disease. What am I doing on time? Okay. To avoid HCAs, try grilling up homemade veggie burgers, portobello mushrooms, or vegetable and tofu kebabs. Choosing plant-based foods can lower cancer risk in other ways as well. Not only are plant foods low in fat and high in protective fiber, but they also contain antioxidants and phytochemicals, which have been shown to help prevent cancer. And then studies this week, this was in the Detroit News, breast cancer risk raised by red meat, study says. From Chicago, eating red meat may raise a woman's risk of a common type of breast cancer, and vitamin supplements will do little, if anything, to protect her heart, two new studies suggest. Women who ate more than 1.5 servings of red meat per day were almost twice as likely to develop hormone-related breast cancer as those who ate fewer than 3 portions per week, one study found. The other, one of the longest and largest tests of whether supplements of various vitamins can prevent heart problems and strokes in high-risk women, found that the popular pills do no good, although were hints that women with the highest risk might get some benefits from them. The meat study was published in Monday's Archives of Internal Medicine. The vitamin study was presented in an American Heart Association conference in Chicago. Shame on Singular for supporting the rodeo. We are out of time. Please donate at goveganradio.com.